It is Stony Wojo Invitational, the drop tournament. Our straw poll is simple. Are the Tigers actually in the wild card chase? And will they trade Tarek Skubal? Just to add a real data point, as they might be at 500 tonight. Tribe are throwing the Guardians are throwing another gas can on the mound. They got a shot to do it again tonight.
Yeah. And their percent chance on fan graphs of making the playoffs has gone up now to 10%.
Wow.
Last I
10.
Checked, it was 6%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, so it's climbing.
So we're asking people.
It's climbing.
Oh, my God. That's Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Whoa.
As Wojo said, is he Billy Idol?
I thought it was Eminem.
Okay.
Is he going off the deep end? He's not going off the deep end, is he?
No.
Okay. But he did.
Shut your face. He's one of my favorite players.
When he was at the fashion thing in Paris, he did have it like a tuxedo with like an open back. That was kind of weird.
Well, you're not a real quarterback until you go off on the ayahuasca
thing.
Oh, yeah. Go to Egypt. That's where Aaron Rodgers went.
By the way,
yeah, we're prepared. Mike, I want to apologize right up front. Mm. Don't look out the window behind you, but there is already a contingent of protesters. Mm-hmm. Chanting, we want black jobs. We want black jobs.
Yes. Black jobs.
And if you missed the first hour of the Stony and Wojo tournament, black jobs were eliminated. And Kenny demanded that they be eliminated.
He did.
Oh, yeah. But
if they would have got here on time, maybe they would have saved the black jobs.
I quit. I'm too close to vacation for you to do this.
We were standing in line at KFC, Stony.
Definitely not. Yep. Nope. David, read a ticket text or I'm going to the phones. Anything but happening.
Go to the phones.
Okay, then. We go to Ian, 97.1. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, excellent. Ian, how are you, my buddy? Let's go to the mic chair region. But before we do
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Straw poll, Ian.
I do not think the Tigers are in the wild card race, and I think that is why they will trade Tarek Skubal.
Okay.
Also, I'd just like to say for the record, black jobs getting the Giddy Potts treatment is just absolutely criminal.
I'm with you. I'm heartbroken.
Black jobs.
All right.
Completely ruined my day.
For the first time this year, we have a top-seeded matchup. The top seed out of the Mike Chair region.
A chair.
Going against the 16th seed.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
Oh,
God, that's a brutal pairing, but the chair drop has to win.
Yeah, and it is a brutal pairing. It really is.
Down goes the porn star.
And by the way, to update, it wasn't Giddy Potts that knocked out Black Jobs. It was Grayson Allen.
Black Jobs.
The white shooter.
Black Jobs.
Didn't know a team getting knocked out would be this controversial.
Have you seen the protesters outside?
John, 97.1. John, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Straw poll.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Okay, straw poll. So I say the Tigers do not make the wild card, and because of that, the Orioles will offer a good deal for Skubal, and he will be gone.
Wow. See, there's some logic to some of these
It's
answers.
Starting to even up on the Skubal front. I'm surprised. All right. Are you ready for your selection, John?
Let's do it.
All right, John. We're going to take you to the Hakua region.
Love the way he says it.
Let's go with the 8-9 matchup. These are always very, very tight. 1.5-point spread going into this one. You have the number 8 seed.
Today is National Forklift Safety Day.
Kershaw's always keeping people apprised of what's going on. Going up against the number 9 seed.
Thanksgiving.
A drunk guy saying Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, these are always the tough ones, the 8 and the 9, but I'm going to have to go with Doug in the forklift because, as I think Mike said it, that wasn't altered. He just said it.
The fact that that was a legitimate topic, it just made the drop.
Yep. On goes the forklift. On goes the forklift. Very exciting.
All right. Here we go. Next game. Next person. Who is it, Michael?
Eric, 97.1. Eric, how are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Hello, Eric.
All right, Eric, we're going to go to the Kenny Fire Iserman region, but first.
This is the quickest Stony has ever been.
No.
Hey, you guys got to ask me the Tigers.
I will, but I'm going to I want to give the proper time to set up the region.
Okay.
All right.
Nope, no problem.
All right, straw poll.
Okay.
Tigers in the wild card hunt.
No, because that Beeson Olsen got injured.
Yeah, he did.
That's a starter out of it. Sorry, they're not going. And yes, they are going to trade Scooble.
Oh, wow. That's gaining momentum.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. The 7-10 matchup. This is a doozy. The seventh seed.
It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
Going up against the 10th seed.
Where is Harvey?
Wow.
Yeah, I got to go, where is Harvey?
Oh, now for I've sure. detected a pattern here, aren't you? First, Black Jobs is eliminated. Then the awful Negro is out.
You guys should have vetoed Black Jobs.
It's okay if you say it. Just say it to win.
I was about to say, Eric, is it because you don't want to say it? So it's just going with the safer route?
Is it?
I like, where is Harvey? Okay. That's my favorite.
Do you have anything against awful Negro?
Nah, yeah. Where is Harvey? They're paying him too much money, man. Come on. I love you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Was that one question too far?
Fellas, yeah. No, it's you're very on brand. Is this a veto point? I'm not trying to alter the tournament.
We can only veto the first two rounds.
I felt guilty I didn't veto for Black Jobs. But then Kenny demanded we get rid of those. So I don't know.
Right.
Now here you're getting rid of our Trading Places drop. I'll leave it to you guys because I do like Where is Harvey. The fact that Javi Baez.
You're allowed a mutual veto that does not involve us. So go
now ahead. It's a 7-10 matchup. So
Mike, I will allow the veto if you announce it.
Nope.
Harvey it is.
No. Oh, he made you an offer you did refuse.
Yep, indeed.
Let's go with the veto. Down goes
the awful Negro.
A veto in a fictional drop tournament or 10 years of having to listen to that drop. No, I learned my lesson with Sterling.
The crowd of protesters outside has grown.
Black Jobs.
I'm going to Paul in Shelby, the legend joining us early in the tournament today. Paul, how are you?
I just want to thank you guys for keeping this thing alive. Everybody looks forward to this.
Yeah.
This is a controversial start to this tournament.
Very.
I know.
Never seen anything like it.
A couple of years ago, we lost Boat Guy right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. We have lost so many good ones early.
Black Jobs.
We're obviously still a divided nation. You, it's quite obvious.
Okay. Straw poll.
All right,
straw
poll first. Yep, straw poll.
Okay. Javi Baez is in the best shape of his life. It's just not going to be enough, boys. So, no, they're not in it.
Okay. And
if Baltimore fills a Greyhound bus, let's send them the keys to the World Series.
So you're saying they will trade him? Okay. All right.
I think they will. But it's got to be big.
Can I ask a question before we give Paul his audio? I know like we're pacing okay.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in feeling like there's a less than 10% shot they actually trade Scooble, yet this is a 50-50?
Yeah, I think it's less than 10%.
I don't think it's less than 10%. However, I do sense as we get closer and closer, even though the Tigers are getting a little closer, that people come to the realization that the best thing for this organization is to trade them if they get what they want.
Okay.
I just don't think Baltimore will give it up.
Paul?
No, I don't either.
Amen, Mike. Amen, Michael Stone.
All right, Paul. I'd like to take you, since you're one of our favorites.
Black Jobs.
Yeah, don't give me a crummy one.
No. Where you're going to the Wojo dip region, where I'm selling dips all over the place, smearing them all over myself.
Sure.
Anyhow.
I'm going to massage my cup.
Thank you. How about the 7-10 matchup in the Wojo dip region, Paulie?
Hit me.
It's a great matchup. The number 7 seed.
There's the snap. Jared back. Jared looks. Jared throws right side. It is caught.
Touchdown, Detroit Black Guy.
Amon Ross, St. Brown. Jared Goff with the delivery.
That's when Valenti was doing the game with Dan Miller.
I don't even know if I need to hear the next one. Go ahead.
Well, you might need to. The number 10 seed.
Boil it.
Geez.
I'm exploding right now.
Well, a variation of that already advanced. So give me lucky number 7. Michael, you are moving on.
Yes.
Wow. Down goes David Monson.
That is one of the best. I still. You know, when I brought it up to Dan Miller, he wasn't totally against saying it on the air.
No, here's the thing. Dan had no idea. People had listened to it. So they were like, Why do people want me to keep saying
he's like, my social media is blowing up with touchdown Detroit black guy.
And I saw him at the game, and he was just like, help me understand this. I was like, okay, Dan, let me help you with this. And then he started laughing. He was like, I can never say this. Like,
yes, you can. He came in one night for Lions Review. I said, listen, I really think it would shock the audience. It would be amazing. Just one time.
Poor Miller's like, what are you guys doing to me?
We're raising his profile.
I gotta say, today's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I listen.
Well, it's a football song. We don't, right. We're not, quote, in season.
No, I know, but I listen to the show in season.
Calling all blacks.
Does David look touchdown black devastated guy in there? He looks devastated, no, doesn't he? Oh, he's not devastated. Oh, that's the thing.
Plenty
you learn
of
moaning
left in his tournament.
Yeah. Okay. People don't want their drops to advance.
Everybody calm down.
That's a dirty little secret.
We are pacing. No, I'm okay with the chair. I didn't want last year's advance.
Oh, no, that's true.
That was
that's
regrettable. True. The Stony and Wojo Invitational rolls on next. Ticket texts, anything you'd like to read or can read?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty here. Jesse, the mailman, says, did Black Jobs lose out because it was late to the arena?
You can't. You just please no.
Someone else says, last one hired, first one fired. Black Jobs, Dre in Dallas.
I'm 48 hours from vacation. Please stop.
Kenny's Black Job is winning the 2025 tournament.
Yeah, Kenny's new one will be, where Kenny denounced Black Jobs.
That'd be redemption for Kenny.
It's got a long way to go. Recency bias definitely makes something happen.
It all depends if I play it.
That's true.
All right, David, one more.
Someone's we'll calling you a coward, Mike. Awful Negro needed to march on.
I gave him the offer. I said,
not a good one. It was just, Sophie's choice.
No.
You had to stand up for it and say
we
it.
We could say it, Mike.
I'm not saying those words.
I'm going to allow you to go ahead.
Mike's a principled man.
Right. You can use initials.
Yeah, like when I had to do the dramatic readings.
Yeah, and if I used the initials, it would make an even better drop. No. Mike, you don't understand.
A-N? No, that doesn't make it worse.
No, you would have to do it a different way. No, the answer's no to all of this.
Okay.
I'm going to Don, and I'm leave it alone. Don, 97.1.
Very disappointing.
What up, though, y'all?
Hey. How you doing, Don? Don, our straw poll question. Are the Tigers in the wild card hunt?
What?
What's that?
Are the Tigers in the wild card hunt?
Yeah. Me personally, they are in the wild card hunt.
Will they trade Tarek Skubal?
I don't know. I think they are, though.
Okay.
I think they are.
Two yeses, right?
Wow.
All right. Don, here we go.
Staggering.
We're going to take you to the Kenny Fire Eisenman region, and we're going to...
I really don't know what he said.
And we're going to the top seed. The number one seed.
Fire Steve Yzerman.
Going up against the 16th seed.
I think I may be white.
Hatchet.
Oh, Lord.
He might have to be.
Before the PS16 seed. Come on now. But I got to go with this top seed on this one.
Okay. Top seed. Down goes White David.
I actually like the fact that this one, because Kenny hates that drop. Hates.
Oh, he does?
It. Oh, yeah. There's no bigger misrepresentation on our drop board.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Hmm? Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, how are you today?
Stoney and Mr. Wojo Damas Genius, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Wow. Mr. Wojo Genius, sir. Thank you. Paul, first of all, the straw poll, would you like to weigh in?
I'll say no to both, but yes to Monday morning Phil Garner being gone. Or has that happened already?
One day we'll bring out some classics.
Paul's going deep in the past, which we enjoy. All right, Paul. Why don't we take you to the Haktua region, where it is the... Okay, I'll do it. The 7-10 matchup. These things are tricky. You never know. The 7 seed.
Mike, he's respected all over. He's respected by everybody.
Trump endorsing Mike. Going up against the number 10 seed.
Nearly twice the length.
Nearly twice the length. Costa.
Love both. Got to go chalk and go 7 seed, please.
The 7 seed advances?
I like that, Paul.
Down goes length.
I do, too.
I do, too.
I mean, I'm sure Paul maybe listened the other day. People were very upset about it. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what you're upset about?
About what? The mic?
That we altered the commercial so he was endorsing me instead of Mike Rogers.
Oh, wait, people were upset?
Rico, you have no idea.
That's weird.
Are you serious?
Rico, Stoney and I did a completely innocuous topic, and it turned into warfare.
Yeah, we were laughing at like Hulk Hogan and Kid Rock at the convention.
We had asked, like, do celebrities sway your vote? Because, like, I watched Hulk Hogan tear his shirt off. That doesn't mean I'm going that way. Or, like, you know, like Bruce Springsteen gets in trouble or De Niro gets in trouble of, oh, well, their politics. I'm not watching the movie Casino anymore.
No. Dude,
people went insane.
That's weird. That never
and Sonny and I were having
America.
Fun. Yeah. Next thing you know, Ticketek exploded. Kenny was ready to cry. Yes, Kenneth.
So an update. We just got a call from Michael who eliminated Black Jobs. I guess his phone is blowing up with people saying he ruined the drop tournament and people saying that they crushed him.
All right, timeout. Then you know what?
They should crush him.
If Michael is called in and he is incurring the wrath of this public.
Are you going to put it back in?
I'd like to take the Senate floor. I think we should reinstate Black Jobs. Because unlike Kenny Cott, who hates Black Jobs, I love Black Jobs.
I will endorse your motion, Mr. Valenti, under one condition.
Yes.
Mike calls back, publicly apologizes, and rescinds his vote.
And he has to do it before the next game is played with.
Yep.
I will even say, you know what? We can do this, but make it a 2-for-1. Mike, you could also throw the other veto in if you will simply announce it.
No. I know what you're doing. You're spicy.
But hold
you're
on.
I think Mike has to show public shame.
No, as much as I...
I'm standing up for Black Jobs. This man hates Black Jobs.
As much as I disdain the selection, going back after the fact is like awarding Armando Galarraga a perfect game.
Well, they should have done that. Well, No. It does violate the principles.
Yes.
Well,
to a certain degree.
You know what? It's good to be the king.
No. I'm not. I'm just. I was offering a solution.
No, because we haven't played the second match yet. If we're going to do it,
what eliminated?
It has to be before the second round matchup.
Right.
Yes.
All right. What eliminated? The caller was Mike, right?
Michael.
Yes.
We'll discuss with if he calls back and publicly humiliates and apologizes.
It was eliminated by Doug Afro-American.
Yeah, see, that's also
in the Mike
pretty,
Chair region.
It's a good drop that he lost to.
I don't know, David, because it was no competitive advantage. So,
oh boy,
play out.
Yeah, listen.
Right. Let's let it play out.
All right, here's what I'll do. Is someone going to tell me what play they're running or what? All right, listen. The next 10 ticket texters right now. I am reinstating Black Jobs. Kenny Cott is wrong. Kenny is not about opportunity. I am. I think Black Jobs belongs back in the tournament.
But where is Harvey stays?
Yes, because I am not going to repeat what Dan Aykroyd said.
Because yeah, where's Harvey?
That'll be a drop until the day I retire.
No, I will say I'm devastated by the Black Jobs being gone.
Not only that. It will be a part of my new political commercials.
Right, it'll be every time I text you. I know what's happening.
Oh, no, that'll be a part of my new political commercials.
Black Jobs.
Who's running this show? Tony Petitti? What's going on here?
Sorry. David?
Tony, you're suspended for the next 3 minutes.
Black Jobs, that's one. No. You can't change a winner.
Amicus briefs.
No, don't change it. No, how do you veto for Black Jobs? No, bring back Black Jobs. Bring back Black Jobs back to back. There's a lot of no's, though. I think no's
right
are winning.
Right now it's four, so it looks like
we'll leave it alone.
No Black Jobs.
All right. Or caller Mike has to call back and apologize.
Yeah. The texters don't like Black Jobs either.
Nice to see your friends texting in.
Down in the Tecumseh area.
Minority blood in
my God.
Let's go to Brendan. 97.1. Brendan, how you doing?
Hey, guys. First time, long time, and I can't believe I'm calling during the drop tournament. That's crazy to me.
Fantastic. Straw poll. Start there.
I think that Harris is caught in this weird middle ground, and you sort of alluded to it yesterday, Mike. I just think he's dragging his feet. He's not going to wind up trading either Scooble or Flaherty, and he's going to leave us in this terrible purgatory. It's going to be a mess.
So are they actually in the wild card hunt in your mind?
No, and that's the problem. Okay. They're so hot right now that people are perceiving that they're in the wild card hunt, but they're not.
I just want to say most people aren't.
Yeah, I want to say this right now. Brendan, I'm with you. No, Brendan, seriously.
Sure.
Your vote has made it 15-2.
Right.
No, they're not actually contending.
Right.
That is so different from what you would expect people to feel.
See, Tiger fans are smart.
There we go.
So where'd you stand on Scooble, trading him or not?
He said no.
No, okay.
He said Scott Harris will just leave us in purgatory. All right, give this man a selection for his first call.
Stoney, is it your turn?
I think it's your turn.
All right, then. Here we go. Are you ready, Brendan?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Just because I'm partial to this region, I'm going to take you to the Hotua region, where it is the 6-11 matchup. Just be careful here. Upset-minded. You have the number 6 seed.
Cross-eyed nipples.
Cross-eyed nipples, of course. Going up against the number 11 seed.
You know, we all looking sexy out here, man.
Donovan Edwards, man. Looking sexy, apparently.
Drunk Donovan.
You know, the 11, it's always a high percentage, right, when you've got an 11 going up against the 6.
Yeah.
And I watched Donovan Edwards' interview live that particular night.
Yeah.
And it is burned into my mind forever. I've got to go with Donovan.
Yes.
The Don.
Yes.
Wow.
West Bloomfield Lakers, baby. We're so proud.
Who could ever forget Johnny Kane trying to be cool?
Down goes cross-eyed nipples.
How
wow.
You right now? Army. I can't have
How you living right now? How you living right now?
Hammered, that's how.
That was classic.
Oh, where's my man Rod? And dude was hammered. All right. We have to take a T.O. Oh, no. We are cruising. Are you okay?
Some of these ticket texts, we have to convene and decide okay. if we can read them.
Let's amicus briefs.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys asked for it, and I know we've had a big meeting here, but the man who is the controversial figure
Ooh.
Of this tournament has called back.
Wow, he eliminated the Black Jobs drop.
He did Kenny Cott's bidding.
His phone apparently immediately blew up because we were crushing him.
Well, I'm going to give
People
you a chance.
Devastated.
I'm going to give you a chance to speak to Mike. He's back.
He's back. Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Michael.
Yo.
So why am I calling? I just was told to call back, and then I called back. So what's going on here?
Well, we feel, or many people feel, that you ruined the tournament by eliminating Black Jobs. And then you said your phone was blowing up. People were yelling at you. Apparently, your family is in tears. They're storming your neighborhood. We're giving you the chance if you want to rescind your vote.
It's going great over at my house right now. I got an Amazon package on my porch. I can't even go get it without fearing for my life.
Would you like to rescind your vote?
You could restore your life to whatever it was.
What were the seeds? The seeds were 7-10, right? Was that my seeding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Black Jobs is a good drop. It wasn't going to win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But it was.
Okay.
And Doug was seeded too low. It was a bad matchup. Absolutely not.
All right.
There it is.
You
got double
down.
Conviction.
You got back.
I like that.
Down.
Okay.
I like that.
Seeding in a matchup. It's a matchup issue.
You're
Black
right.
Jobs would beat most drops except that one.
The selection committee got it wrong.
I think
You're
Michael
right.
explained
not,
it pretty well.
We're not rescinding.
I'm not liking
any
you
votes.
Anymore, Mike. I'm not liking
no
you
way.
Anymore.
I stand with Mike.
I do too.
He's a man of conviction. I respect it, and
yes.
I want you to go to your door and get that Amazon.
I want to say this. I heard Doug say that live. I believe it was early in his show, and I remember him saying that, and I could not believe what I heard, and I went, That's in the Wojo and Stoney tournament, so I'm
He's
glad.
Back. He's backing it up.
All right.
I'm good with Mike.
He's got data.
All right, so
Michael,
I guess I can stick around till 6 then, Mike.
Yeah,
okay.
Michael, one question for you, though. Are you against Black Jobs?
Oh,
I'm so into Black Jobs. I am pro-Black Jobs.
Black Jobs.
Good drop, bad matchup.
Okay.
You know you
don't have to answer Wojo's question.
Yeah. Right? Yes, he does.
Mike, you just go enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Michael is a man of conviction.
Wow.
Respect. Now, you know what? I'm happy we didn't.
One more time.
Right. I will allow you, Mike, to use
Michael,
your veto.
The caller Michael stood up for it.
Yeah, I did. I like that.
He had conviction. Do you have conviction to overturn this? Not to say what you're asking me to say.
No.
No, I do not. All right, let's go over to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Mike.
Good, Mike.
Hey, can I vote that I don't think Scooble's going to get traded and that the Tigers are in a wild card race?
Ooh,
I don't
want
to run Mark Ryan out of town, for one, and I actually don't want to be negative. And they're only like 5 games out, so why can't, you know?
I think, first of all, no one's wrong. You're welcome.
They're 6 out, by the way.
They're 6 out, but it's a math thing.
Out,
61 games to go. It's probably going to take between 86 and 90 wins. So when you start to do the math, you know, is this team in a 61-game span capable of going 38-23? Knowing that Olsen's going to miss 3 turns and you're trading Flaherty. That's a hard thing to sell.
And Kenta Maeda is still on the roster.
Well, trading Flaherty, that adds a whole other aspect. But if they keep Flaherty, I think they can. If they trade him, then no.
Okay, no argument. But I would need to be sold on why, for a second straight year, as Rico continues to say, you would get nothing for a guy that's expiring. Oh, right. But I get a comp pick that might not be here till 2029. Mm. So, no, Mike, you're fine. Cast the vote. I'm not mad about it.
All right, here we go. Go ahead. We're going to go to the Mike Chair region. We have the 4-13 matchup.
Oh.
The fourth seed.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
Debating about the Scooble trade. You're that right. Is. Against the 13th seed.
Let it play out.
Man, this region, this could be the most stacked region we've ever had.
Guys, this is actually an easy one for me because when Valeni first played this one, I couldn't stop laughing. Scott Harris has got to advance. I think that one has a chance to win it all because that was just so random and hilarious.
Wow. Right. And Mike, I'm going to let you know this. I was going to use my veto had you not picked Scott Harris.
Good pick, Mike.
That one has a chance to win it all, guys.
It's a power one because you're right. I mean, you're in this interview and you're like, it's like saying, hey, I'm on my boss's boat right
guess
now.
Guess where I'm at right now? I'm at the headquarters.
I'm at the world headquarters.
And Jansen's
the
pissed
only thing
off.
Missing was a pizza and a spear.
Right.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Jansen pissed off, but he said let it play out. And he had an early lead, but
it's fair.
He let it play out.
You can't get rid of the HQ.
No.
HQ's got to be there. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll keep it timely. We'll rock and roll through more of these picks as the Stoney and Woju Invitational. We're going to go right to Robert, hold on here. Robert's on line 8. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hello, straw poll first.
Straw poll. First and foremost, do I think they're in the wild card chase? Yes. And I think the Cole Keith trend recently is real. I think he's on an unreal tear. And I think the dangerous thing is they're so young and naive. They're just going to roll with it. And confidence in a young team can be a dangerous thing.
Okay. Will they trade Scooble?
Listen, I live here in Baltimore, and the radio experts, you know, take that for what it's worth. They think it would be insane to give up Holiday. So if you're not going to do that and you can only get, say, Mayo or Basalo and one other lesser known, I don't think they should do that. So I think Scooble's going to stay. And I think part of that's going to be, I think Harris is a little stage fright to make, frankly, a defining moment. Because if this doesn't work out, then it is game over.
That's
for
a move for a Theo Epstein or an Andrew Friedman or a...
But if they're not giving up Holiday, it's the right move.
For Harris. Like, if you pull the trigger on this.
But he shouldn't pull the trigger if they don't give up Holiday.
Correct. Agree totally.
That's my Baltimore intel for whatever that is.
Yeah, and Robert, you know what's always funny about it? It'd be the same thing here if we had the prospects and the Orioles had Scooble and we were in their position. You'd have Tiger fans going, no. And it's like, guys, look, I'm trying to win a World Series. What are we doing here?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, too. It's going to, the right deal is painful for both sides.
That's right. Yes.
The way
couldn't
it should
have said
be.
It better myself.
The way it should be. Robert, can we give you a game?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why don't we take you to the Wojo Dip region? The 5-12 matchup, you never know about these. You have the number 5 seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeah! Like, I hate Josh Allen and the Bills. They are losers. Losers.
Mike Allen's ode to Josh Allen going up against the number 12 seed.
No days on the lake, can't go out on the boat. We got football to get back to.
Right now, if you see Will Birchfield, he looks like he just got off a boat.
What's that look where you like tie your sweatshirt around your neck?
That preppy look.
Yes.
You were right with like Paisley shirt of some sort. Absolutely. What say you, Robert?
I love Mike's Josh Allen drop. That's and part of it's because I'm a super NFL fan, but I can see Mike saying it as much as everything. It's a fantastically hilarious drop with so much energy.
Yes, I'm very passionate about the top.
Birchie and his boat are capsized.
They've been capsized. No surprise here. The number 5 seed advance.
He moves on.
Yes.
And also, by the way, that Baltimore intel. I mean, imagine the Tigers being on the precipice of a World Series, having 3/5 of the rotation die. You have the ability to get a Cy Young caliber lefty with 2 years of control who you'll have for 3 playoff runs. And fans calling and going, no, 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 get rid of player I've never seen before.
But you see why, if his intel is correct, why people are viewing this wrong. Oh, the Tigers, they won't make the trade. No, no.
It's about the
Orioles. Baltimore won't make the trade. I don't know if his intel is real.
I think both things are true.
Yeah.
But again, if the Orioles are smart, they would make the Godfather offer.
Yes.
Godfather.
And maybe they have. Who knows?
You can act like a man. All right, let's go to DJ. All the luminaries are coming out today. Hello, DJ.
What up, though, my dog? How you doing?
Excellent.
What up, dog?
What up, DJ?
Hey, what up, dog?
Straw poll, dog.
Hey, hold on. Hey, whoa.
Yeah.
That's the best one you done did, my dog. I got to give you some credit on that one.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
That was outstanding, my dog.
Oh,
yeah, that one was
God.
Good, dog. I heard a little North End Detroit now. All right.
He's been practicing.
Yeah.
North End Detroit.
North End. Yeah. DJ. Romeo and Dryden.
Yeah. DJ, he's been practicing talking to his black male man. Yeah. There you go.
North End. Caseville.
What up, Doe?
Straw poll.
What up, Doe, homie? You got my mail?
Hey there, DJ.
Yo, my man.
All right.
Are the Tigers in the wild card hunt, my friend?
That's simple. No.
Okay, and will they trade Scooble?
No, Doe.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the Hawk Tua region. The top seed.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
Against the 16th seed.
Yeah!
Jansen.
That's what you yell after you get the Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, give me the one all day. That one ain't even close. That Hawk Tua, that's classic. Give me that one. Give me the one.
That's worldwide, baby.
Yeah, that's classic right there, man. Hey, man, great show, man. You guys enjoy yourself, man. Hey, by the way, Mike, I'm out here doing your favorite thing, man. You wouldn't believe, man. People are driving down the freeway throwing you-know-what diapers on the road. So
Jesus.
Wait, what?
Unbelievable.
DJ is tasked with attempting to keep the roads, the freeways, the highways and byways in and around the city of Detroit clean. And this is what this man is up against. People are animals.
Wait, full diapers?
Like, why you would drive down the street and
in
drive
your
down
car.
The freeway and toss out a doo-doo diaper is beyond me. But we just cleaned up two of them, man. So I thought about...
Well, you guys asked for it, and I know we've had a big meeting here, but the man who is the controversial figure of this tournament has called back.
Wow, he eliminated the black jobs drop.
He did Kenny Cott's bidding.
His phone apparently immediately blew up because we were crushing him.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance. People were devastated. I'm going to give you a chance to speak to Mike. He's back.
He's back. Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Michael.
Yo.
So... why am I calling? I just was told to call back, and then I called back. So what's going on here?
Well, we feel, or many, 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 many people feel, that you ruined the tournament by eliminating black jobs. And then you said your phone was blowing up. People were yelling at you. Apparently, your family is in tears. They're storming your neighborhood. We're giving you the chance if you want to rescind your vote.
It's going great over at my house right now. I got an Amazon package on my porch. I can't even go get it without fearing for my life.
Would you like to rescind your vote?
You could restore your life to whatever it was.
What were the seeds? The seeds were 7-10, right? Was that my seeding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Black Jobs is a good drop. It wasn't going to win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, and Doug was seeded too low. It was a bad matchup. Absolutely not.
All right.
There it is.
You got backbone.
I like that.
It's a seeding in a matchup. It's a matchup issue. Jobs would beat most drops except that one.
The selection committee got it wrong.
I think
Michael explained
it pretty well.
We're not rescinding.
I'm not liking you anymore, Mike. I'm not liking you anymore.
I stand with Mike.
I do too.
He's a man of conviction. I respect it, and I want you to go to your door and get that Amazon.
I want to say this. I heard Doug say that live. I believe it was early in his show, and I remember him saying that, and I could not believe what I heard, and I went, That's in the Wojo and Stony tournament, so I'm
glad. He's backing it up.
I'm good with Mike.
He's got data.
All right, so Michael, I guess I can stick around till 6 then, Mike.
Yeah, okay. Michael, one question for you, though. Are you against black jobs?
Oh,
I'm so into black jobs. I am pro black jobs.
Black jobs.
Good drop, bad matchup.
Okay.
You know you don't have to answer Wojo's question. Yeah. Right?
Yes, he does.
Mike, you just go enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Michael is a man of conviction.
Wow.
Respect.
Now, you know what?
I'm happy we didn't.
One more time.
I will allow you, Mike,
to use
your veto.
The caller Michael stood up for it.
Yeah, I did. I like that.
He had conviction. Do you have conviction to overturn this?
Not to say what you're asking me to say.
No.
No, I do not. All right, let's go over to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Mike. Good, Mike.
Hey, can I vote that I don't think Scooble's going to get traded and that the Tigers are in a wild card race? Ooh, I don't want to run Mark Ryan out of town, for one, and I actually don't want to be negative. And they're only like five games out, so why can't, you know?
I think, first of all, no one's wrong. You're welcome.
They're six out, by the way.
They're six out, but it's a math thing.
Out,
61 games to go. It's probably going to take between 86 and 90 wins. So when you start to do the math, you know, is this team in a 61-game span capable of going 38-23? Knowing that Olsen's going to miss three turns and you're trading Flaherty. That's a hard thing to sell.
And Kenta Maeda is still on the roster.
Well, trading Flaherty, that adds a whole other aspect. But if they keep Flaherty, I think they can. If they trade him, then no.
Okay, no argument. But I would need to be sold on why for a second straight year, as Rico continues to say, you would get nothing for a guy that's expiring. Oh, right. But I get a comp pick that might not be here till 2029. Mm. So, no, Mike, you're fine. Cast the vote. I'm not mad about it.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
We're going to go to the Mike Chair region. We have the 4-13 matchup.
Oh.
The fourth seed.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
Debating about the Scooble trade. You're
got
right.
Yours.
Against the 13th seed.
Let it play out.
Man, this region, this could be the most stacked region we've ever had. Yeah.
Guys, this is actually an easy one for me because when Valeni first played this one, I couldn't stop laughing. Scott Harris has got it advanced. I think that one has a chance to win it all because that was just so random and hilarious.
Right. Wow. Mike, I'm going to let you know this. I was going to use my veto had you not picked Scott Harris.
Good pick, Mike.
That one has a chance to win it all, guys.
It's a power one because you're right. I mean, you're in this interview and you're like, It's like saying, hey, I'm on my boss's boat right
guess
now.
Guess where I'm at right now? I'm at the headquarters.
I'm at the world headquarters.
And Jansen's pissed off.
The only thing
off.
Missing was a pizza and a spear.
Right.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Jansen pissed off, but he said let it play out. And he had an early lead, but
it's fair.
He let it play out.
You can't get rid of the HQ.
No.
HQ's got to be there. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll keep it timely. We'll rock and roll through more of these picks as the Stoney and Woju Invitational. We're going to go right to Robert, who, hold on here, Robert's on line 8. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hello, straw poll first.
Straw poll. First and foremost, do I think they're in the wild card chase? Yes. And I think the Cole Keith trend recently is real. I think he's on an unreal tear. And I think the dangerous thing is they're so young and naive. They're just going to roll with it. And confidence in a young team can be a dangerous thing.
Okay. Will they trade Scooble?
Listen, I live here in Baltimore, and the radio experts, you know, take that for what it's worth. They think it would be insane to give up Holiday. So if you're not going to do that and you can only get, say, Mayo or Basalo and one other lesser known, I don't think they should do that. So I think Scooble's going to stay. And I think part of that's going to be, I think Harris is a little stage fright to make, frankly, a defining moment. Because if this doesn't work out, then it is game over.
That's
for
a move for a Theo Epstein or an Andrew Friedman or a...
But if they're not giving up Holiday, it's the right move.
I'm saying for Harris. Like, if you pull the trigger on this.
But he shouldn't pull the trigger if they don't give up Holiday.
Correct. Agree totally.
That's my Baltimore intel for whatever that is.
Yeah, and Robert, you know what's always funny about it? It'd be the same thing here if we had the prospects and the Orioles had Scooble and we were in their position. You'd have Tiger fans going, no, and it's like, guys, look, I'm trying to win a World Series. What are we doing here?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, too. It's going to the right deal is painful for both sides.
That's right. Yes.
The way
couldn't
it should
have said
be.
It better myself.
The way it should be. Robert, can we give you a game?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why don't we take you to the Wojo Dip region? The 5-12 matchup, you never know about these. You have the number 5 seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeah! Like, I hate Josh Allen and the Bills. They are losers. Losers.
Mike Allen's ode to Josh Allen going up against the number 12 seed.
No days on the lake, can't go out on the boat. We got football to get back to.
Right now, if you see Will Birchfield, he looks like he just got off a boat.
What's that look where you like tie your sweatshirt around your neck?
That preppy look.
Yes.
You're right, with like paisley shirt of some sort. Absolutely. What say you, Robert?
I love Mike's Josh Allen drop. That's and part of it's because I'm a super NFL fan, but just I can see Mike saying it as much as everything. It's a fantastically hilarious drop with so much energy.
Yes, I'm very passionate about the top.
Birchie and his boat are capsized.
They've been capsized. No surprise here. The number five seed advance.
He moves on.
Yes.
And also, by the way, that Baltimore intel. I mean, imagine the Tigers being on the precipice of a World Series, having three-fifths of the rotation die. You have the ability to get a Cy Young caliber lefty with 2 years of control who you'll have for three playoff runs. And fans calling and going, no, 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 get rid of player I've never seen before.
But you see why, if his intel is correct, why people are viewing this wrong. Oh, the Tigers, they won't make the trade. No.
It's about the
Orioles. Baltimore won't make the trade. I don't know if his intel is real.
I think both things are true.
Yeah.
But again, if the Orioles are smart, they would make the Godfather offer.
Yes.
Godfather.
And maybe they have. Who knows?
You can act like a man. All right, let's go to DJ. All the luminaries are coming out today. Hello, DJ.
What up, though, my dog? How you doing?
Excellent.
What up, dog?
What up, DJ?
Hey, what up, dog?
Straw poll, dog.
Hey, hold on. Hey, whoa.
Yeah.
That's the best one you didn't do, my dog. I got to give you some credit on that one.
Thank
that
you. I've been working on it.
My dog. That one was good, dog. I heard a little North End Detroit now. All right.
He's been practicing.
Yeah. North End Detroit. North End.
Yeah. DJ. Romeo and Dryden.
DJ, he's been practicing talking to his black mailman. Yeah. There you go.
North End. Caseville.
What up, Doe?
Straw poll.
What up, Doe, homie? You got my mail?
Hey there, DJ.
Yo, my man.
All right.
Are the Tigers in the wild card hunt, my friend?
That's simple. No.
Okay, and will they trade Scooble?
No, Doe.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the Hawk Tua region. The top seed.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
Against the 16th seed.
Yeah!
Jansen.
That's what you yell after you get the Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, give me the one all day. That one ain't even close. That Hawk Tua, that's classic. Give me that one. Give me the one.
That's worldwide, baby.
Yeah, that's classic right there, man. Hey, man, great show, man. You guys enjoy yourself, man. Hey, by the way, Mike, I'm out here doing your favorite thing, man. You wouldn't believe, man. People are driving down the freeway throwing you-know-what diapers on the road. So
Jesus.
Wait, what?
Unbelievable.
DJ is tasked with attempting to keep the roads, the freeways, the highways and byways in and around the city of Detroit clean. And this is what this man is up against. People are animals.
Wait, full diapers?
Like, why you would drive down the street and
in
drive
your
down
car.
The freeway and toss out a doo-doo diaper is beyond me. But we just cleaned up two of them, man. So I thought about you, Mike, because I know you'd be like, man, people are whatever.
Yeah,
so.
DJ, people are pigs. I mean, it's just what it is. There's no other way to put it.
When you think dirty diapers, you think Mike.
That's right. DJ, I'm so sorry. I just... What is wrong with you?
Stoney, why did you do that?
I blame Wojo. His people. Let's go to
those people.
Let's go to Ken 97.1. Kenny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Kenneth, we're great. Would you like to weigh in on the straw poll?
Yes. No, we're not in the wild card race, and I want them to trade Scooble, so I'm just going to say yes and hold my hopes out for Holiday and the others.
Oh, okay. Gaining Big Mo. All right, Kenneth, let's take you to the Mike's chair region, if you don't mind. And what are those 3-14 matchups that you never know, especially if Arizona's a 3 seed? We go number 3 seed.
Touchdown, Detroit Black Guy.
Touchdown, Detroit Black Guy, Mike Valenti. Going up against the number 14 seed.
I'm a spicy garlic guy.
I do like spicy garlic wings, but touchdown black guy's got to go through.
Oh, down go spicy garlic wings. All right.
I had the pleasure of sending in calling all blacks last year, so we're keeping with it this year.
Excellent. Excellent
you
job,
you had to be
Ken.
Upset with the black jobs, though.
We all are.
I'm heartbroken that black jobs is gone.
Black jobs.
We're all heartbroken.
Yeah.
We're all.
Well, most of us.
Our mic stanchions are at half mast. Let me go to Steven.
David, can I? Are we good? All right. Oh, what the hell with the manager's not even here today. Yeah. Steven is up next, 97.1. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Where are you at on the straw poll before we get to the matchup?
So what I think is that I think your second question predates the first one. I think if they trade Scooble, then they're out of the running. But I think if they keep him, then they're in the running because he's that good of a pitcher, in my opinion. But so, I would much prefer that they trade him.
So today he has not been traded.
But here's the question, though, is what will they do?
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to keep him. In my opinion, I think they're going to keep him. I don't trust Scott Harris to make that move.
So they'll keep him. And if I'm understanding you, that means you do believe they're in the hunt.
I believe they will be in the hunt, but I believe they will fall like 2-3 games short. Like,
and then I get to do the show of, see, you should have taken Wyatt Langford and signed Matt Chapman.
You say you weren't going to say his name.
I'm giving one of those a day. Kenny said I get one a day.
Okay. Oh, mayhem has broken up.
I agree with you on that. I actually I watched the College World Series last year, and I wanted Wyatt Langford. I wanted one of those LSU players, and I was very disappointed when they didn't take him.
That's all. That's my one I get today, Steven. All right, give this man a matchup.
All right, you know what? We're going to allow you to finish up a region. We go to the Hawk Tour region for a 5-12 matchup. You know the history of 5-12s. The fifth seed.
Yeah, mess around in Livonia and find out what happens.
Oh. Against the 12th seed.
Horror. Stephen A. Smith.
Horror show.
I don't know. I think I got to go with the upset here. I think Stephen A. Smith is much more iconic, you know, than John Jansen. So I'm going to go with the Stephen A. Smith drop here.
I don't know. I got my that's veto thing thinking about
it's
that.
It's a very tepid drop.
It's a nothing drop. It has nothing to do with the person.
It's an up-in-the-air one, in my opinion.
Well, let me at least defend Hara. We don't play the John drop. I don't even know. You know, it's amazing for a guy that has no opinion that he died on that hill. Yes, he's threatening people to come to Livonia. I like, what?
Yeah. See, I honestly hadn't heard the Livonia drop until today. But I've heard the Stephen A. Smith one a handful of times, so I think that would be the one I'd have to go with.
Woj, what are you thinking here?
No, I mean, I don't really love the Stephen A. Smith thing, but I agree that the Jansen one hasn't been very popular.
Yeah, I don't think it carries a lot of weight. We don't.
I guess I need to save the.
We do
the veto till later.
Yeah, I mean, we do play this one quite a bit.
Jansen sucks.
All right,
that was last year's though. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Well, no, I'm saying we got to pick up the pace. Here.
Do we? We're way
still
behind.
Have 10 first round games to go.
Well, the Tigers game isn't going to start on time.
All right. Okay. We'll attack the phones next. 97.1.
Attack.
We're going to go right to Robert, who, hold on here. Robert's on line 8. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hello, straw poll first.
Straw poll. First and foremost, do I think they're in the wild card chase? Yes. And I think the Cole Keith trend recently is real. I think he's on an unreal tear. And I think the dangerous thing is they're so young and naive, they're just going to roll with it. And confidence in a young team can be a dangerous thing.
Okay. Will they trade Scooble?
Listen, I live here in Baltimore, and the radio experts, you know, take that for what it's worth, they think it would be insane to give up Holiday. So if you're not going to do that and you can only get, say, Mayo or Basalo and one other lesser known, I don't think they should do that. So I think Scooble's going to stay. And I think part of that's going to be, I think Harris is a little stage fright to make, frankly, a defining moment. Because if this doesn't work out, then it is game over.
That's
for
a move for a Theo Epstein or an Andrew Friedman or a...
You know, no, but if they're not giving up Holiday, yeah, it's the right move.
No, I'm saying for Harris. Like, if you pull the trigger on this...
But he shouldn't pull the trigger if they don't give up Holiday.
Correct. Agree totally.
That's my Baltimore intel for whatever that is.
Yeah, and Robert, you know what's always funny about it? It'd be the same thing here if we had the prospects and the Orioles had Scooble and we were in their position. You'd have Tiger fans going, no. And it's like, guys, look, I'm trying to win a World Series. What are we doing here?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, too. It's going to the right deal is painful for both sides.
That's right. Yes,
the way
couldn't
it should
have said
be.
It better myself.
The way it should be. Robert, can we give you a game?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why don't we take you to the Wojo Dip region? The 5-12 matchup, you never know about these. You have the number 5 seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeehaw! Like, I hate Josh Allen and the Bills. They are losers. Losers.
Mike Allen's ode to Josh Allen going up against the number 12 seed.
No days on the lake. Can't go out on the boat. We got football to get back to.
Right now, if you see Will Birchfield, he looks like he just got off a boat.
What's that look where you, like, tie your sweatshirt around your neck?
That preppy look.
Yes. Yes.
You're right, with, like, paisley shirt of some sort. Absolutely. What say you, Robert?
I love Mike's Josh Allen drop. That's and part of it's because I'm a super NFL fan, but I can see Mike saying it as much as everything. It's a fantastically hilarious drop with so much energy.
Yes, I'm very passionate about the top.
Birchie and his boat are capsized.
They've been capsized. No surprise here. The number 5 seed advance.
He moves on.
Yes.
And also, by the way, that Baltimore intel. I mean, imagine the Tigers being on the precipice of a World Series, having 3/5 of the rotation die. You have the ability to get a Cy Young caliber lefty with 2 years of control who you'll have for 3 playoff runs. And fans calling and going, no, 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 get rid of player I've never seen before.
But you see why, if his intel is correct, why people are viewing this role. Oh, the Tigers, they won't make the trade. No.
It's about the Orioles.
Baltimore won't make the trade. I don't know if his intel is real.
I think both things are true.
Yeah.
But again, if the Orioles are smart, they would make the Godfather offer.
Yes.
Godfather.
And maybe they have. Who knows?
You can act like a man. All right, let's go to DJ. All the luminaries are coming out today. Hello, DJ.
What up, though, my dog? How you doing?
Excellent.
What up, dog?
What up, DJ?
Hey, what up, dog?
Straw poll, dog.
Hey, hold on. Hey, whoa.
Yeah.
That's the best one you done did, my dog. I got to give you some credit on that one.
Thank
that
you. I've been working on it.
My dog. That one was good, dog. I heard a little North End Detroit now. All right.
He's been practicing.
Yeah. Yeah. North End Detroit. North End.
DJ. Yeah. Romeo and Dryden.
Yeah. DJ, he's been practicing talking to his black mailman. Yeah. There you go.
North End. Caseville.
What up, Doe?
Straw poll.
What up, Doe, homie? You got my mail?
Hey there, DJ.
Yo, my man.
All right.
Are the Tigers in the wild card hunt, my friend?
That's simple. No.
Okay, and will they trade Scooble?
No, Doe.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the Hawk Tua region. The top seed.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
Against the 16th seed.
Yeah!
Jansen.
That's what you yell after you get the Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, give me the one all day. That one ain't close. That Hawk Tua, that's classic. Give me that one. Give me the one.
That's worldwide, baby.
Yeah, that's classic right there, man. Hey, man, great show, man. You guys enjoy yourself, man. Hey, by the way, Mike, I'm out here doing your favorite thing, man. You wouldn't believe, man. People are driving down the freeway throwing you-know-what diapers on the road. So
Jesus.
Wait, what?
Unbelievable. DJ is tasked with attempting to keep the roads, the freeways, the highways and byways in and around the city of Detroit clean. And this is what this man is up against. People are animals.
Wait, full diapers?
Like, why you would drive down the street and
in
drive
your
down
car.
The freeway and toss out a doo-doo diaper is beyond me. But we just cleaned up 2 of them, man. So I thought about you, Mike, because I know you'd be like, man, people are whatever.
Yeah,
so.
DJ, people are pigs. I mean, it's just what it is. There's no other way to put it.
When you think dirty diapers, you think Mike.
That's right. DJ, I'm so sorry. I just... What is wrong with you? Know
Stoney,
what?
Why did you do that?
I blame Wojo. His people. Let's go to
those people.
Let's go to Ken 97.1. Kenny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Kenneth, we're great. Would you like to weigh in on the straw poll?
Yes. No, we're not in the wild card race, and I want them to trade Scooble, so I'm just going to say yes and hold my hopes out for Holiday and the others.
Ooh, okay. Gary Big Mo. All right, Kenneth, let's take you to the Mike's Chair region, if you don't mind. And what are those 3-14 matchups that you never know, especially if Arizona's the 3 seed? We go number 3 seed.
Touchdown, Detroit Black Guy.
Touchdown, Detroit Black Guy, Mike Valenti. Going up against the number 14 seed.
I'm a spicy garlic guy.
Mm.
I do like spicy garlic wings, but touchdown black guy's got to go through.
Oh, down go spicy garlic wings. All right.
I had the pleasure of sending in a calling all blacks last year, so we're keeping with it this year.
Excellent. Excellent
you
job,
You had to be
Ken.
Upset with the black jobs, though.
We all are.
I'm heartbroken that black jobs is gone.
Black jobs.
We're all heartbroken.
Yeah.
We're all.
Well, most of us.
Our mic stanchions are at half-mast. Let me go to Steven. David, can I? Are we good? All right. Oh, the hell with the manager's not even here today. Yeah. Steven is up next, 97.1. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Where are you at on the straw poll before we get to the matchup?
So what I think is that I think your second question predates the first one. I think if they trade Scooble, then they're out of the running. But I think if they keep him, then they're in the running because he's that good of a pitcher, in my opinion. But so, I would much prefer that they trade him. Than
so
keep
today
him.
He has not been traded.
But here's the question, though, is what will they do?
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to keep him. In my opinion, I think they're going to keep him. I don't trust Scott Harris to make that move.
So they'll keep him. And if I'm understanding you, that means you do believe they're in the hunt.
I believe they will be in the hunt, but I believe they will fall like 2-3 games short. Like,
and then I get to do the show of, see, you should have taken Wyatt Langford and signed Matt Chapman.
You say you weren't going to say his name.
I'm giving one of those a day. Kenny said I get one a day.
Okay. Oh, mayhem has broken out.
I agree with you on that. I actually I watched the College World Series last year, and I wanted Wyatt Langford. I wanted one of those LSU players, and I was very disappointed when they didn't take him.
That's all. That's my one I get today, Steven. All right, give this man a match.
All right, you know what? We're going to allow you to finish up a region. We go to the Hawk Tour region for a 5-12 matchup. You know the history of 5-12s. The fifth seed.
Yeah, mess around in Livonia and find out what happens.
Oh. Against the 12th seed.
Horror. Stephen A. Smith.
Horror show.
I don't know. I think I got to go with the upset here. I think Stephen A. Smith is much more iconic, you know, than John Jansen. So I'm going to go with the Stephen A. Smith drop here.
I don't know. I got my that's my veto thing thinking about
that's
that.
It's a very tepid drop.
It's a nothing drop. It has nothing to do with the person.
It's an up-in-the-air one, in my opinion.
Well, let me at least defend Hara. We don't play the John drop. I don't even know. You know, it's amazing for a guy that has no opinion that he died on that hill. Yes, he's threatening people to come to Livonia. I like, what?
Yeah. See, I honestly hadn't heard the Livonia drop until today. But I've heard the Stephen A. Smith one a handful of times, so I think that would be the one I'd have to go with.
Woj, what are you thinking here?
No, I mean, I don't really love the Stephen A. Smith thing, but I agree that the Jansen one hasn't been very popular.
Yeah, I don't think it carries a lot of weight. We don't
I guess I need to save the
we do
the veto till later.
Yeah. We do play this one quite a bit.
Jansen sucks.
All right.
That was last year's, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying we got to pick up the pace.
Do we? We're way
behind.
We
still have 10 first round games to go.
Well, Tigers game isn't going to start on time.
All right. Okay. we'll attack the phones next. 97.1.
Attack.